Yo, what's up, guys? So on this one, I want to talk about a weird thing YouTube does and how to combat it with paid advertising. So as you might know, right, or if you don't know because you have never started YouTube, but if you are into YouTube channels and if you ever done it before, you'll know about this. But if you're just starting in it, you'll eventually know about this and learn about this. Is YouTube pushes your video right through organic, right, and it keeps on pushing it as long as it gets views. So it pushes it a bit, right, gets enough views to quote unquote satisfy the algorithm and keeps on pushing it, right? It does this over and over again until when it pushes it a bit further and it doesn't get as many views, so eventually it stops pushing it and it stagnates. So most of your videos will look like this: push and then just a horizontal line, right? Most of them like push horizontal. Some of them do tend to go up, but they tend to just like flatline. So most of these will look like this: push horizontal. Now what I've noticed is that, for example, this video got 1.3 thousand views. I mean, before YouTube stopped pushing it right horizontally, it got more than 1,000 views. And so my thinking is, okay, yeah, so YouTube was pushing it. We're getting a ton of clients off of this video, right? And then they just stopped pushing it. And my thinking is, okay, if while YouTube was showing this to people, this was bringing in clients, let me find a way to make YouTube push it again. And previously what I was doing is I was just recording the same video over and over again with some different tweaks, right? So that was my way of, okay, if YouTube doesn't want to push this video anymore, I'll just record a new one, similar, more or less same title, same concept, and post it again. But that's very, very tiring. And I mean, you cannot do that forever, right? And so what I started doing was running ads. So we're now go over that, exactly what we're doing right here. But the concept is simple, right? If YouTube, while it was pushing it out, the video was successful and we were getting clients off of it, we were getting subscribers off of it, right? Because again, this is the number of subscribers, right? We got almost 30 subscribers while YouTube was pushing it. So it makes sense that if YouTube would have continued pushing it, the video would perform and get more subscribers, more watch time, more views, and more clients to us. Now, YouTube does this, again, because it feels like the algorithm feels like it's not worthy enough, right? And so my thing is, okay, let me push it myself. Let me pay ads and let me put these videos on ads. So what I do is I take the most successful, I guess, videos on the channel. I dive deep and I go through the metrics and see, okay, which one of these videos were performing very, very well, right? Almost a vertical spike, right? And then all of a sudden YouTube stopped promoting them, right? Just, they look like sort of like this, right? And I take those, I make a list of them, and I go here into Google Ads, okay? What I do is simple. I go and create a new campaign right here, new campaign. I call it YouTube ads. Usually I do a website traffic campaign, okay? Or I can just do this one right here, create a campaign without Google guidance and just do video, okay? Then your goal should be video views, okay? You can play around with this. I mean, I haven't tried them all, but you can play around with this. Go for video views, right? And then what you do is, I call this promoting organic outliers. Now we have several ones of these. We have more accounts than just this one, but this is running like on this one. So yeah, basically what this is a Google Ads campaign just for YouTube. Now, what type of promotion is this? So where do these ads appear on? These are not pre-roll ads, right? So if I go here to this YouTube homepage, right? Let's say I click this video right here, right? Usually, I mean, not appearing now. So this is a pre-roll ad. I do not, for this strategy specific, run ads like this. I'm not running pre-roll ads, right? I'm also not running the ads that when you're watching a video and you click forward, they appear, right? I'm not running mid-roll nor pre-roll ads. What I'm running is search-based ads and in-feed ads. So search-based ads are ads that only appear when you search for example, AI SEO writer, right? And a search-based ad is this, right? This is sponsored, this is an ad, right? These are the types of ads I'm running for specific videos. Right, search-based ads, which essentially work like quote-unquote Google ads, right? You go on Google search engine, you type something, and it gives you the ads first, right? I'm running these ones for certain keywords. So for my money keywords, I make sure that the keywords I'm running these search-based ads for have high buying intent. So I would not run this for the word SEO, right? It's too broad. These guys are doing it, but I wouldn't do it. I'll run it for AI writer or AI SEO writer because our product is that. And I want to make sure that I satisfy the user's search intent with the keyword or with the video that I'm showing them. Because again, if someone's searching for SEO, their search intent could be a course, right? As this video right here is sponsored, it is a course. It's actually not a sponsored video. It's just go to the site. What I'm doing is actual videos. But again, this is very broad, right? These guys may be not capturing the my search intent right here, because maybe I'm searching for SEO. I don't want a course. Maybe I want to hire an agency, right? So these guys are just wasting ad space, right? So I want to make sure again that when I'm running these search-based ads, right, these are I satisfy the search intent as much as possible. Hopefully this makes sense, right? This is exactly what I'm doing, right? I'm running these video ads, okay? Now these guys really aren't satisfying the search intent right here, because this is a powerful SEO spider and site auditor with built-in AI. Rank your site high on the search. I mean, I guess could satisfy the search intent a bit, but I want to satisfy it like very, very specifically, right? That's why when you're creating these campaigns, what I suggest you do is, because I can go in here and add, let me just show it right here real quick. When you are adding keywords, so you want to, on your search-based ads, you want to add keywords. Sorry, I'm just in Portuguese, but you get the point, right? When you add keywords with these rectangular brackets, right, what happens is that Google will only show your ads if people search for at least exact keywords. So it's an exact match. If you add it with the normal brackets, it's partial match. And if you add it without anything, it just goes off and finds keywords it thinks it's relevant. Now, for my testings, I find it's best to use hard brackets or rectangular brackets, because again, I want my ads to solely be shown to people searching for exactly that thing, okay? Now, the other type of ads I'm running, again, remember, these are ads for videos that were performing great, right? But then all of a sudden YouTube just flatlined them, right? And I feel like they should not be doing this, because we were getting results while they were pushing it. So again, if YouTube doesn't feel like pushing them again, two solutions: either I record a new one, super similar, or I just invest some money in it to keep it being pushed out and keep bringing results. So again, first ad is a search-based ad. They solely appear here. And the second one is an in-feed ad. Now, in-feed ads are videos that are ads that appear, for example, here. Okay, sometimes here a sponsored video appears. So here, and also on the homepage, right? Sometimes here, this first bracket right here, or first position right here, is an ad, right? Let me just, if I just refresh, if I get an ad, not getting any ad right now. But again, okay, so perfect. This is an ad again. This is for a video. Yeah, like this is the other type of ads I'm running. So they appear here, they're the in-feed ads. They appear here, and they appear here, okay? Now, these ads, you can either make them appear via search keywords, but most of them will appear by targeting YouTube channels. So you can make your ads, your videos appear right on certain channels. If you want, if you were a competitor of mine, you could only show ads on my channel. So every time someone would watch a video of mine, your ad could appear here. So you can go here into your campaigns. And again, this, you gotta test this out for yourself, right? It's very important that you test this out. If you go here to this right here, locations, you can see that the locations I have my ads appear on, right, are both in this case, for this one, is for these specific channels, right? So I'm running ads, again, not in feed, not pre-roll ads, not mid-roll ads, just feed-based ads, in-feed-based ads on Matt Diggity's channel. So every single video of his, Google, or YouTube, sorry, will try to push an ad, on this little section right here, okay? Now, I've just started running this in campaign. It's a new one because the target is different. That's why there's nothing just yet. Again, still optimizing for it. Now, I suggest you do it, I suggest you can be a bit more advanced, because I mean, if you're just starting out with YouTube, you won't really need to worry about this. But when you start worrying about this, I suggest you run these two types of ads. Search-based ads to capture the search intent, and in-feed ads and place them on YouTube channels that your target customer could potentially be watching. All these guys talk about SEO, all you guys talk about the latest news in SEO, some of them about AI. That's why I'm advertising on their videos, right? Makes sense. Now, if I were to do in-feed, and we're actually doing if I were to do pre-roll ads, which we're actually doing as well, but I'll cover that in a video later on, I would also want to make sure that these pre-roll ads appeared on these guys' channel. I wouldn't want to make my pre-roll ads appear on, for example, PewDiePie or MrBeast, because it's not really relevant for my audience, right? My audience is B2B, so I want to make sure that I'm targeting and my ads are appearing on people that are watching B2B-based content, okay? So hopefully this makes sense. Again, the whole goal here is to make sure that you can still capitalize on these videos, because this is a 13-minute video. it took a lot of work. There's a lot of value in here, clearly, because people were watching it right while YouTube was promoting. I mean, because if YouTube doesn't promote it, if YouTube doesn't show it, people won't watch it. But while YouTube was promoting, people were actually watching it, enjoying and subscribing and buying our product. So my way of fixing this is just putting some money behind it. Now, you don't have, no need to spend millions of dollars, but spend some, right? Choose your outliers, by outliers being the ones that perform extra well, right? This is the average performance right down here, but this is clearly an outlier. Choose, pick a couple ones, 10, 20 videos, and put some dollars behind them. $20 a day, $10 a day, minimum $5 a day to keep pushing this. Because again, this is an asset. All your videos should be sales assets, right? It is a sales asset. And so because you spend so much time and money investing into build the proper sales asset, you don't want to make it go to waste, right? That's why we try to revive them like this. Now, another strategy, which I've talked about in a video on this course, is also in line with making sure that we don't lose the value of these assets. Because if I have an amazing video here, right here, for example, it's like an 80-minute video, amazing video, but it stopped being promoted. What I do and what you saw me do was take a couple of videos, download them all, combine them into a course type of video. And if you haven't watched the video, that video in this course specific, I suggest you do. But it's basically the concept of taking multiple old videos of yours that for some reason stopped performing or weren't getting more views and combining them in a course-like video. So again, you repurpose the information of the asset into a new asset. You're creating a new asset, right? Again, I guess my biggest takeaway here is that with YouTube, don't like post a video and just assume it's lost, right? Assume the information there isn't available anymore just because YouTube stopped promoting it, right? For example, this right here, this is almost an hour video, 43-minute video, and it pains me that YouTube stopped promoting it, right? Now, it is becoming sort of evergreen because, again, of course, the title is Shopify SEO Beginner's Guide Course or whatever, right? So I tried making these as evergreen as possible, so it kept on getting views. If you go here, scroll down. Actually, let's see here, reach. Some traffic comes, 7% comes from search, right? I mean, not enough. But what I'll do probably with this is I'll either put some ads behind it, not right now because it seems that it did flatline right here, but now it's going up. But again, this will happen to you and this will pain you, right? So my point here is that, I mean, the value here is amazing. It's 50 minutes of pure value. And I do not want this to go to waste. I want more people to see this. And I do not want to have to record this again. So I either put ads behind it or I upload it in conjunction with different videos and make like this whole new piece of media. Hopefully this makes sense. And if you have any questions, let me know and I'll help you out. And I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.